Jai Shri Mataji. Shri Mataji, we are very happy that this unique occasion could take place. As far as we remember, it is the first time that we have Indian classical music before puja in bright sunlight afternoon, and all the birds will sing with him. Sasipi Sarana Didi, we are very happy that you joined us, and I can see the glow on all the faces with expectation. And we have today one of the most renowned musicians of Indian classical music with us on the beautiful instrument santoor, which appeals very much to the nature and is an extremely soothing instrument. So we have on the santoor Mr. Bhajan Supori, who is the most known musician on this musical instrument, not only because he played it so often before our beloved mother and he is known for his art, but also because he changed the instrument in such a way that it's a complete different instrument and has developed it himself to a musical instrument which gives Indo-classical musical a special touch for santoor, and he will explain it maybe later on. And along with him came one of the best, greatest sub-tabla players of India today, Sudhir Pandey. And they're accompanied by a friend, disciple from Italy, who's not known to us, but we're very happy to welcome him also.
Enzo.
Sun does not play. Where's the sun?
He will be back.
And we also greet the son of Mr. Supori, who's also here. I don't know where he is just now. And he came along first time to Europe. He's a great musician and composer himself. So again, please give a big hand and a big welcome to Bhajan Supori on this beautiful afternoon.
Hello. It's okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay. Hello, hello. Okay. Hello, 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 hello. This is okay. This is okay. Her Holiness Sri Mataji. I always thank God that in this life I had the pleasure to have your blessings. And it's all only because of your blessings that I've been doing slightly better than I used to do early. So, mera shat shat pranam aapko hai. Or I hope and I would request that I should have your blessings till I am alive. I must have it. Thank you very much. Tonight, right now, I have selected one raga which has become maybe out of fashion for some time. Nobody plays that. But it used to be quite good. Though taken from the southern thought, the raga is slightly complicated, and maybe in the system of Indian classical music, number of ragas were ignored or were, you know, just avoided because they had the mishran of other ragas going parallel to that. So similarly, there's a rag called Champakali. As far as the shastras of Champakali go, they say that though it has tivra madhyam, but the treatment is like beam plase. But when I started working on this raga, I found that it was more towards maru behag, rather marg behag, than towards beam plase. And then of course, because of komal nishad in this, we have the pancham nishad combination. Now you have the raga. Pani saga magare sarini nida pa dama. Here we have the touch of Saraswati. But Saraswati is quite, you know, very far off from this raga. Nisa gama pama gare sarini. Gama pani sada padama paga magare sarini. No, this is sounds more towards more maru behag rather than beam plase. We should have ma ma gare sarini, but it has no similarity to that rag. Sounds more maru behag. Pani sa ga ma pani sa da pa da ma pa ga ma gare sarini. So I should be starting with alap and jod, and then play a couple of guts and strag. With your permission.
Thank you.